One day, the clergyman's wife told Mary she was going to sail away to England, to the home of her uncle, Mr. Archibald Craven.
"He lives in a big, lonely house in the country, and no one goes near him," said Basil. "He's a hunchback, and he's horrid."
Accompanied by an officer's wife, Mary sailed to England on a big ship. In London, she met the housekeeper from Misselthwaite Manor, Mrs. Medlock. Mrs. Medlock was stout, with a red face and black eyes. Mary did not like her, which was normal for Mary, and Mrs. Medlock did not like Mary.
"She is very plain," said Mrs. Medlock to the officer's wife.
Mary was very curious about her uncle. She was starting to feel lonely. Other children seemed to belong to fathers and mothers, but she seemed to belong to no one. Even when her parents were alive, she seemed to be no one's little girl. Mary and Mrs. Medlock took the train. Mrs. Medlock told Mary about the house and its garden, about her uncle, his poor back, and his dead wife. Mary did not feel cheerful. A house with 100 rooms, almost all closed, on the edge of a moor, and a hunchback who had no friends. She looked out of the window at the rain and fell asleep. When she woke, it was dark, and they were in a station. They got into a carriage and drove off.
"What is a moor?"
asked Mary suddenly.
"Look out of the window in 10 minutes and you'll see," answered the woman. "You won't see much because it's a dark night, but you will see something."
It was very dark, and the wind made a strange sound.
"It's not the sea, is it?"
asked Mary.
"No, it's just miles and miles of wild land," answered Mrs. Medlock.